Yeah. I didn't even know. We're getting close to a one-year anniversary, Al. Are you going to give Taylor my present again and have Jorge drink it, or are you going to actually put my name on the tag?
Can't wait to hear what Jorge says. Yeah, I had a couple. First of all, you got me a bourbon. I said it was the wrong one, and I got you something, and I gave it to Taylor.
So
didn't give
told.
It to you. That's not a good look. Not a good look on my part. That's my apologies there, man.
It's going to happen. What are you going to do? It's one of those things. But now that I know we have an anniversary coming up, you should I'm going to get you nothing because you obviously didn't appreciate the Christmas gift I gave you. But you should at least try to make it right and get me a nice bottle of wine again since I didn't get the first one.
No, I already did it. So, you know, mistakes happen in life. But I already invested I did what I was supposed to do. Now, granted, even the letter that I wrote you, Taylor read it and thought that was from
Taylor,
me to him.
Was it nice? Did he say nice things to me?
It was pretty generic, you know. That's why I said there was nothing really personal in it.
See, Al?
I said, hey.
Your entire story's coming unraveled.
Let's keep kicking butt in the new year.
That's crazy. You've been employed for this long here. Like, it's just very generic.
How do you keep getting employed? Good. Better luck in 2022.
How about Sounds LA good. Live, huh? It's really coming along.
Absolutely. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline.
Crazy weather coming up this week.
Go Lakers. That was the
It was printed. It wasn't even.
Yeah, just you cut and pasted it from Google. How do you wish your coworker a happy holiday without actually meaning anything?
Taylor, pretty generic, this guy.
Well. Look, Taylor's an honest guy. What do you want him to do?
He's gonna tell you the truth. Bottle, and now Jorge has it.
I was gonna say you got Jorge a nice bottle is what ultimately ended up happening. Very quickly back to our caller from the last segment. He said, you know, well, the big decision is not whether you keep the coach or not. It's whether or not you'd rather have Harbaugh or Mike Mayock. That's not a decision at all. The only reason Mike Mayock was there in the first place is because John Gruden wanted somebody to blame things on a person when things went wrong. Mike Mayock wasn't involved. Mike Mayock isn't involved. Mike Mayock was there because John Gruden decided that he needed to have a GM, that he didn't want to have both titles, so they put Mike Mayock in that position. So if something went wrong, Gruden could say, well, Mayock, you know, was involved. But it was the John Gruden show. From the moment John Gruden got there, it was his show. So I don't think there's any affection. And I don't mean that like in a personal way. I mean it strictly professional way. I don't think that the Raiders are committed to Mike Mayock in any meaningful way that they wouldn't throw him over the side if it meant that that's what they needed to do to get Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, if you're – listen, this is kind of very simple. If you're trying to get – if one of the best coaches has some interest in you, and you have an opportunity to get him, you're not stopping at that type of a name. This isn't, you know, we're not talking about Pat Riley. We're not talking about, right. You know, there's certain front office people where it's like, okay, I get it. They run the entire show. That wouldn't be the case under these circumstances.
So why in Cobra Kai have they decided that instead of giving me more Johnny Lawrence, which is what I want, they're giving me more of the LaRusso family. So we watched episode 2, season 4 yesterday. And first of all,
are we supposed to watch another episode tonight?
I mean, we could probably take a day, right? We could take a day off. We could get back to it on Thursday night.
Help me understand this. So yesterday we couldn't
take episodes 1 and 2.
Yesterday we couldn't take a day off.
Yeah.
And I had to log into Netflix at 2 p.m. Okay? 2 p.m. I had to log into Netflix. What time did you say you watched it?
About 10:30.
10:30 at night?
Yeah.
Well, not 10:30 in the morning. We're doing our show. So you decided that it was very critical that we watch an episode and we talked about it.
Tonight, I like to watch some teenage karate before I call it a night.
Tonight, there's no Laker game. There's no Lakers game tonight.
Right.
So why wouldn't we watch an episode tonight?
Do you want to? I was just trying to give you a break. You seem like you don't give a damn. So I was just going to let you have a night off. But if you're in, I'm in. Let's do
it. Okay. Let's break down last night's episode.
Well,
and yes, I am down to watch an episode tonight.
All right, let's do it then. Okay. We're in. Why more LaRusso's? We are his daughter's whatever. I guess she's a part of the show. But last night's episode was about his wife who has decided that, you know what I'm going to do.
Yep,
I'm going to start terrorizing teenagers. That I am a woman of my 40s. I'm assuming that's roughly where she is in her life. And I think what's going to be good for me is I'm going to start going around and terrorizing a teenage high school girl who doesn't have adult role models. I'm going to get her fired from her job so she can't feed her family. Mm-hmm. That's character story number one.
Then I'm going to bring her groceries to put food on her family's table. I didn't understand that one.
That was lame. And then even worse, like Daniel LaRusso, the dad, the air quotes protagonist, is smarmy, unlikable, twerpy, awful.
I don't think people think that. I think you're the only one. I think you're the only one that thinks that.
All right, call. Tell me
people,
if you like Daniel LaRusso.
People remember Daniel LaRusso
as the guy that ruined Johnny's joint and stole his girlfriend.
From Karate Kid. Okay?
Right.
That's what they remember him. And he will always be a living legend because of that. No matter what once you accomplish what he accomplished in Karate Kid, there's nothing you need to do later on in life. So I don't think people feel the same way about
him as you do. Let's find out. 877-710-ESPN. Do you like Daniel LaRusso? Do you admire his character and find him compelling and interesting and the hero of the show?
Don't say, okay.
You like anyone
else? What kind of a setup was that?
Go ahead.
The floor
is yours.
To be the hero of the show.
What
do
is
you
he?
Like
you just said people
Daniel
like
LaRusso? Do you like Daniel LaRusso? Do you like his character?
Perfect.
That's it.
You can sell it however you want. That's fine. And so with that in mind.
He's okay. He's all right.
With that in mind, they decided, you know what? What if we took all the worst characteristics of Daniel and gave him to his kid and then made him even more unlikable by him picking on some new kid in the school?
New kid.
It's gone full circle. Now his kid's picking on the new kid. I get the literary structure that you're going for here, creators of Karate Kid. I got you. Okay. I just don't like this doughy kid who's picking on this new kid who wasn't doing anything wrong, and then he's soft and he's scared and he won't actually do the picking himself. He's letting his other guys bully himself into it. Everything about the LaRussos sucks. More of Johnny Lawrence, less of the LaRusso clan.
I feel like you're too passionate about this.
Like, why aren't you more passionate?
Why are you that angry at the LaRussos? Why are you that mad at them?
Because they're bad human beings. They're bad people. They're bad members of the Valley society. They should be extricated from the community. They're probably selling overpriced cars. Their karate is boring. They're terrorizing children. Should I go on?
Trav, that scene where the mom, what's her name? I don't know any of the names, okay? When she is, like, they're trying to make it super dramatic. If you come near my daughter, you'll be in jail for the rest of your life, if not worse. I'm like, what are we doing here, guys?
Tori should have busted her ass right there in the middle of the sushi restaurant.
What are we doing here?
Just
she should have gave her,
her a roundhouse.
She gave her a roundhouse.
So, we're watching another one tonight. Hopefully the next episode has more Johnny.
I thought the episode ended a little interesting, that kid who was getting picked on is now with his brother, and his brother's in the slammer.
His brother's in the can.
So the advice he's going to get from his brother about, you know, the current situation is going to be some fantastic advice.
Okay, spoiler alert. I'm going to give it away right here real quick. I did like the line when the older brother who's in the, you know, corrections department uniform talking to his little brother who's getting picked on. Little brother's scared and he's nervous and he's going to his big brother for a little help. And he says, and one of them knows karate. And the big brother goes, oh, he knows karate, does he? It was like the most honest moment in the history. It's like, you understand that I'm in prison, right? You think I'm afraid of a guy that knows karate? Like, let me explain to you how the world really works. I absolutely love that.
And then it's like, boom, then there's the Cobra Kai logo that shows up, and then the episode's over.
It was
and
fantastic.
I'm like, all right, let me learn about the Sacramento Kings here before this game comes up.
There's nothing to learn. They suck too. Tony in Los Angeles, you're up on with Travis and Slee. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, Travis? What's up, Slee? Travis, I am team Johnny Lawrence. Daniel LaRusso is the biggest bully. I agree with you. Took his girl, took everything, took his pride, and now he's like trying to step in and say Eagle Fang. Are you trying to say Miyagi Do is better than Eagle Fang? Like, come on. And I just have one more question. Instead of asking Sliwa, I want to ask Travis something.
Yes.
Travis, does Sliwa still smell like a kebab?
I don't quite understand. No? I don't think he ever did.
Very random there.
You are very hygienic, Al. You always come into work very, you know, scrubbed and polished and smelling April fresh. So, no, yeah. You do not smell
That's
like
very
a
random.
Kebab. Yeah, that was a little out of left field. I'm glad you're Team Johnny, though. That's good. Let's go to Rancho Palos Verdes. Brian, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? You know, I've never watched Cobra Kai, but the past 2 days have been cracking up over your description of it. So now I'm, instead of working, I'm going on YouTube and trying to find clips of the damn show. But, yeah, I want to see more of Johnny. I'm starting to feel less sympathetic for Daniel. Sorry, Slee, but I think Travis is right on this one.
Out. Yeah, look. Thank you.
I don't need anybody with me. Okay, if you guys want to go and join the Johnny crew, which Trav, got to be honest, every scene he's in is good. Every scene that Johnny's in.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be a film critic here for half a second. He's the only one on the show that can actually act. He's the only one in the show that is a decent
actor. Why is the
acting
so bad?
Because they're bad actors. I mean, that's not complicated. They're bad at their job.
Okay, so how do you then, if you're not good at your job, it's a show that's very popular. It's not like, you know, I think
sure.
I think on Netflix too, it's one of the first, or you know how they say most watched, whatever. It's like one of the top ones. Is part of it because of that too? Because it's not good acting.
Well, it's super campy, and it's very, very self-aware, which is fun. That they know that they're putting this goofy thing on, and they're in on the joke is part of the appeal of it all, right? That like I said to you in the first episode of season 4, when Terry Silver goes, "Do you know how much cocaine I was on in the 80s? Where I spent an entire summer terrorizing a high school kid over a high school karate tournament." It's a perfect line to describe the entire story. The problem is Daniel LaRusso, when he was, I don't know, when Ralph Macchio played Daniel LaRusso back in the 80s, he was, I don't know, 20, playing a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. And for a 20-year-old playing a 16-year-old, he was fine. He was good at it. He played the character perfectly. As a full-fledged adult man, he's just, it just doesn't work. He's so wormy and unlikable. He's just a twerp. You just want to flick his forehead and say, "Get out of here with your little Miyagi-Do stuff."
Well, you can't do that because he's a trained professional in karate.
It's very true. Let's come down my way a little bit. Seal Beach and Brad. Brad, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Brad?
Morning, guys, or afternoon. Hey, Travis, I agree with you. Russo is just, he's such a complainer. He's a bully, but if he doesn't get his own way, he starts whining like a little bitch. And it's funny, this isn't a spoiler. They end up calling him Puso later because he's such a bitch in the show.
I believe they started calling the son that. I don't know if we need to say that on this show, but look, his character is deeply unlikable. Are you feeling like you want to come over to my team? Are you feeling more like that?
I'll stay over here and just not be happy because it is kind of true. I want to stay on my own island.
This is your fault. You're the one that said, "No, I think most people like John or Daniel." I said,
You made it between the two camps. Like, you have to be on one side or the
Eagle
other.
Eagle Fang or Miyagi-Do, and this is very easy.
That's so funny.
We're basically reliving the show here. What do you mean break? I don't want to break. I want to keep doing this.
Take them then.
If you're on hold, stay there. Team Eagle Fang, stay online. If you're Team Miyagi-Do, you can hang up. I don't really care. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Karate Kid guys have the cliffhanger figured out, Slee, because now you kind of talked me back into it for today, and now I know we got a few minutes left in the show, but I kind of want to start watching it right now. You've sold me on it completely.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, just start streaming it. I didn't even know Netflix was available at that time.
there is something about that, right? That
yeah,
you,
it is.
You do certain things at certain times. Like, is this even okay? Like Emily said the other day, it's like, you can get a hamburger at 10:30 in the morning at In-N-Out. Like, well, sure you can. It's just, you know, it's, we're not all 9-to-5ers. We've got different schedules. If you want a double-double at 10:35, do it. If you want Cobra Kai at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, treat yourself.
I would be lying if I told you I don't watch Netflix for as soon as this show's over. I would be straight up lying if I did. If I said,
what do
that.
You go with?
I usually will put on whatever show I'm watching at the moment. Like right now, well, yesterday I watched The Bachelor right after I got off the show, so that was what I did to catch up because the episode had come out on Monday. But usually, it's whatever I watch.
Is that still like the highest rated? Like, is it still incredibly popular?
Oh yeah, still super popular. So
yeah, I know nothing.
Just to break down like a little bit of it for you guys. So last night was like the first episode of the season. So the Bachelor himself used to play college football. He played for Missouri. So and he played in the NFL for a bit. But when they introduce these girls, they have a little header that says, oh, Emily, radio producer, Los Angeles. So each time someone comes up, they have some sort of like descriptor of them. It's usually their occupation. But last night there were three girls that stood out. There was Claire, who is a spray tanner from Virginia Beach.
Sure,
so,
sure.
That'd make you proud.
I've been there.
Make
exactly.
you proud, Emily.
I've been there before.
Yeah. And then there's Ivana, who was a bar mitzvah dancer. So don't really know what that
I was
going to
say, I
entails.
Need more information on that.
Yeah, I'm not in the Jewish community,
I
so
it.
Maybe if someone calls in and tells us
makes
about
sense.
It, then.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then also Sally from Charlottesville, Virginia. What up? She was previously engaged. That's her description. So
that's quite an accomplishment.
All catchers, but definitely that's what I usually do right after the show's over.
Okay, I've never seen 30 seconds of The Bachelor. That being said, you know Alan well, you know me well. Would either of us like that show?
I think that you would like the first two episodes. Like the beginning when it's less about love and it's more about the drama, I think you guys could be interested in. Because I think it's just straight up hilarity. These people are ridiculous.
I think if they rope us in for two, I might be coming in for three.
Okay. I'd say the beginnings are fun. So also they take them on like different places. It's less likely in the COVID world we live in. But one time they're like, they usually go to like Ireland or like Iceland or something cool. But one year
Riverside.
They were like, you guys are going to Cleveland. And the girls were like, no reaction. They're like, yay, Cleveland. So, no, there's definitely some humor and comedy with the drama. So, if your girl or your wife are watching
My wife doesn't watch it. She has some junky TV that she watches, but that doesn't happen to be on her list. Al, I heard what you said.
What if they just threw in, like, there's certain people going to Hawaii, other people going to Costa Rica, and then they're going to El Cajon.
There's
a lot of people from San Diego on the show.
Going to Brawley, you're going to Blythe, and you're going to the Barstow. It's all bees all the time here on The Bachelor. Send them to Rand Bishop. We'll send them up to the mountains and see what they got up
there. Yeah, but that's what I do after the show's over.
It doesn't sound bad. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile. On the road to greatness, Goodyear, more driven. Let's see here. What do we want to do, Al? Let's go to Joe in Los Angeles. Joe, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hello.
Joe.
What's up, Joe? What's going on?
Not much, but I don't know if maybe this was like the inspiration for the show, but a couple years back, there was an article showing all the ways in which Daniel LaRusso was actually the villain for Karate Kid. So I think the show is presenting Daniel as like a very unlikable person. I think that is intentional, and they're doing a great job because, yeah, he's just terrible. He's just a terrible person all around. I think he's like the equivalent of what you would call like a Karen nowadays.
He is a Karen. You're right.
Like that is his character. That's who he was. I rewatched Karate Kid 3, I think, a couple of days ago just to like refresh like what was going on.
There's a sentence no one's ever said. I went back and rewatched Karate Kid 3. You're the one, Joe. Congratulations.
But I think that's the intention of the show. Like, he's an unlikable person. He was presented as such a wholesome character back in the day in the 80s when this is the idea of what people thought, young men should be. And it just, nowadays it just doesn't work. It's like, he's just a terrible person overall. Like, the entitlement of that family is crazy. And I think that's the unlikable
that's
part
good.
Of it.
No, the entitlement, that's a good way to put
Thank
it.
You know what's
so interesting, Trav? And maybe there's another show that has done this, and I'm way off on this, bro, they got us at our age, and they got, you know, they got everybody that's, let's say, 35 and above, but then they also got young kids watching this. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got
it's a hard target to hit.
How do you have that and you have the 12 to 25 year old watching it as well?
It's a great point. You're absolutely right. Because the nostalgia thing only works to a point, right? Because put it to you this way, I am as big of a Beverly Hills 90210 fan as there is. I loved that show, and I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I liked a teenage soap opera when I was in my 20s. I loved it. Okay, they tried to reboot it. It sucked. It just wasn't good, and I wanted to like it, and I watched a few episodes, and it was nice to see some familiar characters, but the show itself wasn't any good. This show somehow has kind of threaded that needle of being awful and awesome and wildly entertaining
and bad
all at the
enough
same time.
To keep watching. Yes. Like it's not an easy thing to accomplish where you're watching something like, what the hell am I watching? Actually, it's actually pretty decent. All right, today's stat hero of the day is Russell Westbrook. T-Raj, I don't know if you got a chance to see this yesterday. I know you and I spent a lot of time the last 48 hours or so talking about Russell Westbrook. Had 9 turnovers on Sunday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yesterday, Russ, 0 turnovers, first time in 407 games, which is kind of crazy to think. The stats started coming up, right? 2016 was the last time he had a game where he didn't have a turnover. Stat Hero, mm-hmm. the exclusive Daily Fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero is the first ever Daily Fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% deposit match. Trav, what do you think of this? The Lakers have won 4 of their last 5 games.
Yep.
Okay. And they've won 3 games in a row. You care at all? What does that mean to you that they
It's a great question.
They've rung in a couple wins in a row and they've won 4 out of 5.
Okay. What it means to me is there's a little bit of hope that they can win some games, that they can ham and egg their way to find a victory against some teams that are somewhere between not very good like Portland and Houston to teams that are mediocre like Sacramento.
Or teams that are not only average to below average, but they also don't have McCollum wasn't playing, Nurkic wasn't playing, Karl Anthony Towns wasn't playing, D'Angelo Russell.
That you said something that I keep going back to. You said this is probably a couple months ago now, and it's the thing that I keep telling myself because while I am not convinced that the Lakers are anything other than mediocre, I'm not. I think they're a mediocre team. I think that's what they are. That being said, you said about 2 months ago to beat LeBron James and Anthony Davis 4 times in 7 games. That's hard to do. I believe
it's
that's
tough out.
True.
Sure.
I believe that to be true, and that's kind of where I'm hanging my hat right now. Are the Lakers going to all of a sudden race up the standings? I really don't think so. I think that they're going to be somewhere in the second half of the Western Conference draw. They're going to have to go on the road to win playoff series if they get into the playoffs. But beating LeBron James and Anthony Davis 4 times in 7 games, that sounds hard to me. Even as they're currently constructed, it sounds hard. Now, the second part of that is what you just mentioned in the stat hero of the day. If Russ can chill, for lack of a better word, if he can just chill out a little bit and you get Anthony Davis back, because look, Klay Thompson's coming back to the Warriors. Warriors are already great. This is the cherry on top of the sundae. Kyrie's going to start playing half the time, and that's the cherry on top because the Brooklyn Nets are really good. The Lakers desperately need Anthony Davis to come back and be Anthony Davis again. And it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that could happen. He's still a really good player. So, yeah, I think everything that we've seen over the last week or so, I feel better about him this week than I did last week. Now, I didn't go from a 1 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10. I went from a 4 to a 5. It's just kind of right in the middle. I think they're a middling team. I think they're mediocre. But, yeah, I think it means a little bit of something.
Let me throw this because I think this could be a good conversation. You just mentioned the Warriors have the best record in the NBA, and they're only going to get better.
Yeah.
But they're not, you know, the dependence on Klay Thompson is not as big as we thought it was going to be because of how good they've been this year, how they've been so successful, and this is without Klay. and this was without Wiseman. So I'm not saying it's a luxury, but it's not a necessity because they're proving they can win whether Clay was there or Clay wasn't there. But now you're bringing back one of the best players. Kyrie, on the other hand, for the Brooklyn Nets, he's coming back. And again, they can get to the NBA Finals, I think, with or without Kyrie Irving. I don't think it would be a shock. Or they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Not a shock if they get there with or without Kyrie. So that means the really good teams are getting better. Do you feel the same way about Anthony Davis when he comes back to the Lakers? I think that's an interesting question to propose. We'll throw it out to Laker fans as well, because I know in the playoffs last year, Trav, we were getting to the playoffs. Well, AD just has to be healthy. Remember that conversation we were always having? Do you still feel the same way when AD comes back, that AD just has to be healthy and the Lakers just have to be healthy? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You fired me up, Al. I'm glad that you – see, this is why I think that you and I do so well together. That I was kind of thinking, let's just take a day away from Cobra Kai. You're like, no, let's do it. Let's do it again tonight. And now I'm all the way back in. I'm ready to go.
I thought the tease to end the episode was good enough to – let's just keep this thing going. Listen, how many episodes are there? There's maybe 10 episodes, something like that, for season two?
Okay. So.
We do one an episode Monday through Friday this week. We do one in, one a day next week as well. That means you don't watch anything on Saturday and Sunday. I think we're good to go. I think we're good to go on that front.
I don't know. Look, if we get to the end of the week and I'm still hooked,
things starting to get good. Yeah,
I might put the NFL final weekend of the NFL season say, you know, just put that aside for a second. I may call in sick on Sunday for the Rams game. Yeah, Kirk, you're on your own. I need to watch the season finale of Cobra Kai.
Can you imagine this weekend as well? You got Niners Rams.
Yep.
You got the Charger-Raider game.
Yep.
You have all these other games that obviously have implications in some sense, whether it's teams that are already in, but they're trying to get better standings,
oddly,
whatever the
Indy
case is.
Oddly, Indy-Jacksonville is a big deal.
Okay, and let me throw this out there too. You know, from an NBA perspective, Ja Morant, he's as exciting as any player in the NBA. Sunday night, you'll be at Crypto.com Arena taking on the Lakers. So you got some fantastic sports this weekend.
I saw this online. It said the next 10 years, you want Morant or Giannis. That's the first time I've seen his name in that sort of conversation, right?
I would have thought I would have thought they were throwing that with Luka. John Morant or Luka.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think that Luka is still the obvious answer. I think that's probably why he's not in that conversation. Although he's been hurt this year, and he admitted that he's been fat. So
yep,
I don't know.
That doesn't help.
Maybe he eliminated himself from the conversation. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. So you had the question, Al. Hit me with it again about the Lakers and wait till AD gets back.
Well, listen, last season this was a conversation with the Lakers. It was, well, they just got to be healthy. Just got to be healthy, right? If I'll take a healthy LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the playoffs, and they'll go up against anybody, and, you know, KD's not playing with the Golden State Warriors. So you felt like the Lakers can turn things around, and LeBron and AD were just coming off a championship. Do you still feel that same way, where Anthony Davis can kind of be the saving grace? Anthony Davis can save the Lakers because they've won 4 of 5 games, and they've won 3 games in a row. But if you really, really look at it, you're asking yourself, okay, well, who did they beat? Were those teams healthy? Where are those teams in the standings? No, the Lakers really just kind of took advantage of some scheduling opportunities there, some health and
some
safety
vid.
Protocols that's hitting, you know, a lot of other teams. But I also don't even really show that much sympathy because the Lakers have also been in that position for a lot of this season. So it's like this is kind of just the NBA. Do you feel the same way you did where, you know, you think to yourself, well, if LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook are in a playoff series where you have to beat them 4 out of 7 games and these other role players like Malik Monk, who's been playing really good over his last five or six games. Eventually Kendrick Nunn's going to come back. Do you still kind of feel the same way, or is that hope that you had last season not at all the same as it is for this year?
All right, I want to answer it, and then we're going to go to the phones. I don't think Russell Westbrook has anything to do with it at all, and that, negatively or positively. I think
he can't have that many turnovers.
For sure, but yeah. I don't think that when I'm thinking, does AD get back, and now can you go beat people because it's AD, LeBron, and Russell Westbrook, the Russell Westbrook part of that is not in the equation for me. I feel the same way I did last year, but for a totally different reason. Here's what I mean. Last year, it was, hey, look, Anthony Davis could have easily been the Finals MVP 2 years ago. Easily. Mm-hmm. Easily. Mm-hmm. Right? It wouldn't know. Not one person would have gone, huh? Not one person. It would have been a perfect choice. So last year, when you're waiting, it's like, look, once that dude comes back, buckle up. He's going to kick your butt.
Why is anything going to change?
Exactly right. This year, you're still saying, wait till Anthony Davis gets back, but you got your fingers crossed while you're saying it. You got your fingers crossed while you're saying it because not only do you need him to come back, but you need him to do a 180 on what he's done this season. You need him to come back and be healthy for sure, but you need to go find that player that was 2 years ago, not the guy that was this season, because the guy that we saw this season, him, that version,
yeah.
that's not good enough. It needs to be that other guy. Let's try our first call here. Let's go to Ken in Sherman Oaks. Ken, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, thank you. I agree, and I just want to say, because of those reasons and more injury-prone, I think the Lakers' best move is to trade Anthony Davis for Karl Anthony Towns. Yet LeBron has got a window of a couple of years here to get his fifth, maybe sixth, but five championships, and Anthony Davis doesn't seem to be playing with the same fire after he won a championship. Injury prone, and I think it'll open up the floor a little bit more for Russ. So I think that's their best move. Towns wants out of Minnesota anyway, so I think they pulled the trigger, and that's their best shot.
Ken, thanks for calling in. Travis, he's not going anywhere.
I'm with you.
Anthony Davis is not going anywhere. And at least for this
window.
By the
way, I don't want him to either. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there gets a point where you're like, okay, this isn't going to work. You got to move this guy down the road. Mm-hmm. I'm not there with Anthony Davis. I agree with you. There's no scenario where they trade him for Carl. Anthony Davis is light years better than Karl Anthony Towns. He's a lot better player. Always give me the better player. But just because this season has been a bust to this point for him, I'm not ready to move on from that guy. He's way, way, way too talented.
Well, but this is to even have the conversation where you have fans calling. By the way, it's not the first time I've heard this. I've heard Laker fans say, hey, you know what? Can you really depend on Anthony Davis? And maybe that's what the call is more referring to is the guy on the court. Is he available? Can you rely on him to be in these games throughout the regular season? Can you rely on him once the postseason starts for him to be there? And we're talking about from a health perspective. I get that portion of it, but ultimately at the end of the day, I'm going to take my chances with Anthony Davis, and that's not a free pass either. You know, you and I have talked about it. AD has not been the Anthony Davis everyone was expecting him to be this season. Just be very, very blunt about it. AD right. He has not lived up to the expectations that he's built for himself. You know, we don't just come with the Talen Horton Tucker. We built expectations for him that are probably not fair at age 21. He's going to come in and the Lakers just paid him and he's going to, you know, become one of these players for Lakers. He's instantly going to be there. I don't know if that was fair, but with Anthony Davis, no, you do expect him to be not just a top 10 player, but one of the best in the NBA.
Because he's 10 years in. You know, THT for all of his inconsistencies.
And he's shown it.
Of course he has.
Basis. Yeah.
No, he. This was, what did we just say a minute ago? Giannis or Morant? And then we threw in Luka real quick. It wasn't more than, you know, what, 12, 14 months ago. That was AD was in that conversation.
Yep.
He was the guy that was in the middle of that too, and he's fallen out of it, but he could fall back into it, I guess. Let's try it real quick before we go to another call. You mentioned THT right there. If you could just snap your fingers and Alex Caruso's here and THT's somewhere else, would you do it?
Yeah, I would. And I'm going to go back to this. THT has great he really does have great potential. He really does. Like, genuine. He's 20. In 5 years, he'll be 26. Like, think about it. He'll have 6 years of experience, NBA, an NBA championship, playing with LeBron, AD, these guys. In 5 years, he'll be 26 years old. But the window that the Lakers are in, it's really tough to think 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Caruso, today, is helping you today. He's filling in voids that you need. He's guarding other guards in the end. I think the Caruso thing is no question about it.
Yeah, look, you said it. The potential is all there, and I don't. This is going to sound like I'm being such a you know what, and I don't.
Yep.
I don't care.
Because they're not in that position.
Exactly right. Yep. LeBron is here now.
Yep.
LeBron 5 years from now. I mean, I'm not going to say he's not going to be good because I would have lost that bet 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you got to fix it today. Now,
yep.
This season, for today. There's no more, well, let's hedge a little bit for what's coming next. I think that's a bad way to do it. One more, you got to go to this guy, one of our loyal guys, Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, what's up?
Hey, guys, thanks so much. A couple of things, especially because you brought up Alex Caruso, but first about AD, and it's already been hit upon. What AD are you going to get back? Are you going to get the AD back from 2 years ago? Are you going to get an AD back that's got the dog of a Dwight Howard when he gets on the court? Instead of being kind of disengaged and floating, and man, I'm sure Laker fans don't know what he's doing sometimes on the court. Regarding Alex Caruso, yeah, it's a toss up here. The Lakers' choice was Westbrook or getting Buddy Hield and Alex Caruso, and I'll take your response off the air, and we'll go from there. Thanks for sharing.
It's funny. I was watching Hield last night, Al. I know you were too. That. I still like that more. I get it. I'm the anti-Russell Westbrook guy. It's fine. I'll wear it proudly. But it just feels like that was the component that was missing far more than another big, headliner that like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, listen, and I'm the other side. I understood it. I had mentioned I spent a lot of time in the offseason. And a lot of it, Trav, had to do with you got to go up against the Brooklyn Nets. And they – and I know it doesn't just come down to superstars, but I felt like the Lakers felt, hey, we have to have another big-time player. LeBron's getting older. Where's our playmaker? Where's a guy that can be there? Just obviously hasn't panned out to this point. So we'll see what happens.
Not yet. Cross your fingers. The Dump coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Things here about the NFL MVP. I'm watching SportsCenter right now, and they just put up the MVP odds. And for the first time I've seen in a very long time, Cooper Kupp on the board. He was at the bottom of the board, but they had five guys listed, and he was at the bottom with the fifth best odds.
You've been screaming.
I'll take it.
You've been screaming with your pom-poms for him, and I get it. And it's great that he's in the conversation.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal season. One guy that is at least not going to get one vote, he's probably going to win. But Hub Arkish, who covers the NFL, says that he is not going to vote for Aaron Rodgers as MVP. He said the following: I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. I give him a lot of credit for saying that out loud because I think a lot of people are probably feeling the same way, only they're keeping it to himself.
Yeah, I don't – what's the credit? I don't understand it. That's not your – your job is not to see if he's the most popular person. Your job is – especially if you have that vote. It actually really bothers me that he has a vote and that's what he's judging it on. That's not how it's supposed to be judged. So if you're taking it personal about the player and the individual – and listen, I'd be an idiot to think that that doesn't happen because I'm sure it does happen with everybody who does have a vote – bro, you're voting for the best player. It's not a popularity contest.
Well, you're right. I'm honestly surprised to hear you go because this is not your lane. You're usually like good guys need special consideration and jerks, should be punished for it. Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the NFL. I don't think that there's any question about it. He has been the most valuable, but the heel turn that he's had in the last couple of years is really weird, and I was an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I just am not anymore. I'm fully aware of his ability, and I respect his ability to play the position.
Yeah,
I kind of feel where he's coming from on this.
But that's my point. Is that's okay that you're not a fan of his? That's all right. I get it, and I understand. You might have your own specific reasons. I don't pay as much attention to what Aaron Rodgers is doing off the field or how he I was in support of him in the offseason. I didn't understand what the Packers were doing. What do you mean you're getting rid of this guy? What do you mean you're not interested
in
Aaron Rodgers?
Well, they didn't say they were getting rid of him. He basically said, I'm not coming in. I don't want to be here anymore.
He wanted some long-term stability, I guess, or at least that was the thought process. But I'm going to just stick on this for a second. It's not a popularity contest. If he's the best player in the league, you know who else over their career wasn't all that popular? Guys like Kobe, he wasn't the most popular player in the NBA. But if he's the best player, if that's the most valuable player, vote the damn guy in. And I don't know. This one is a little interesting that this guy
was going to win.
Yeah, I do think he's going to win, and he should. They do have the best record in the league, too.
He probably does. He probably does deserve to win. He probably should win. But you wouldn't have to pick me up off the floor if he didn't, because I think
what did you just say? But does he deserve to win?
Yeah, but so do some other guys. You know what I mean? I don't think it. Put it this way: the idea that there's only one right answer to these things, it's very rarely that. It's very rarely where there's just somebody that is so far and away. Look, for instance, the Otani thing that we just saw, right?
Yep.
That is such a no-brainer. If you vote for anybody other than him, you're being obtuse. Yep. That's not this. If you voted for Cooper Kupp, I'm okay with that. If you voted for Jonathan Taylor,
but let me ask you, get one vote. You get one vote. Who are you giving it to?
Cooper Kupp.
No,
because I'm a homer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying because he's, but he. It's not a bad pick. Let me say this.
Who do you think should win MVP? Take out your own fandom, and I get it. I understand it. And you've been making a case for Cooper Kupp for a long time, and I get it. I understand it, and I respect it. But you get one vote. Who do you think? Who do you honestly think should win MVP?
If the question is who's the best player,
that's all I let it out.
No. Honestly, if the question is who's the best player, it's Aaron Rodgers. You're right. If you're saying, if you snapped your fingers, Al, and said who are you going to vote for? If I had a vote, I would not vote for Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't. I would not do it. I would feel comfortable enough picking someone else that I'm not doing it.
But that's a personal thing.
It's a personal thing and a football thing. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I think that Cooper Kupp's more valuable than Aaron Rodgers is. But it's all of those things together, and his deal is deeply off-putting to me.
But Trav, that's why I'm saying that. That's why it's a personal thing. Listen, again, I'd be an idiot to think that these don't come into play. I'm sure there are people who have votes in the NBA or in the NFL where some of that does come to play, where they like a guy more than somebody else and they do vote for him. I understand that. There is kind of maybe a little bit of a likability factor. It just shouldn't be a factor when you're voting for the most valuable player, because when I asked you if you had to pick one guy, you said probably Aaron Rodgers, but if you had a vote, you wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah,
that becomes a little more personal.
That's more fun. I like to exercise my own personal agendas. How about this? This is just weird.
Yeah.
The Jazz were the last team to put a player into the COVID protocol this season.
How about that?
Joe Ingles went on the list. He was the Jazz had not had a player on the list until Ingles went on. And I guess it just goes to show you that this stuff completes a full circle, because the Jazz were the team that closed
the first
the
team.
NBA.
That's right. That's the first team almost 2 years ago. So I Michael asked a couple different times, and I didn't have an answer. You know, there was this COVID – CBS was doing like a COVID NBA, and it showed what players have been affected, what teams have been affected. And I guess just Utah wasn't on the list, so I just assumed that everybody in the NBA had somebody affected by it. Nope. Yesterday, the Jazz, they're the first team. Lakers have had 94 guys on health and safety protocols.
The Lakers have had their entire broadcast team on the list. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Everybody in the Laker organization has gotten sick, it seems, or at least gotten put on the list. It's just a
coaching staff.
Deal.
Yep.
Yeah. T.O. wants back in. He says he wants to talk to Tom Brady or to the Bucks personnel people to come back in. The craziest thing of all, and look, it's not going to happen. I'm not nuts. Mm-hmm. I think for one Sunday afternoon, T.O. could probably be a relatively effective NBA. Have you seen that guy? He still looks
48 years old. Okay.
He's jacked.
He still looks like he's 27. Looks like he's 27 years old.
I mean, well, he doesn't look like any 27-year-old I ever knew. He looks like Mr. Universe.
He looks so incredibly in shape, and that is part of our motivation, which is why we both got ab
rollers. Get your ab roller
out. We are going to just need 30 days. I'm going to look like T.O.
I'm very excited to find out that when we open the show tomorrow that you're going to announce to everybody where you're going to get your Raider tattoos. This is exceptional. Very excited.
Raiders Nation. Raiders Nation.
Get it on your face like Mike Tyson. Just sure. Put it right across your face.
No question.
Where do people
about
find
it.
The pod?
ESPN app or on iTunes. Catch the full 3 hours, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss it live, catch it on the podcast.
Sleaze Tattoos, Karate Kid, Episode 3, and I guess some sports tomorrow. We'll see you then. It's Travis Sleaze, 710 ESPN.